From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Clock, in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Clock is an animal tween with a small wooden clock. It hangs on her chest like a pendant, and its little hands move, really move, in real time. She wears it on purpose. Her pendant doesn't click loudly. It doesn't chime. It just shows the time, gently, all day long. During lessons, the students watch the hands drift, slowly, steadily. Seeing time move is a big part of what she teaches. Because Clock teaches time awareness, the way you feel time passing. That's harder for some brains than others. Lots of kids, especially kids with ADHD, feel a bit time blind. Time races or drags, and it's tricky to guess how long a thing will take. That is not a bad thing about you, Clock always says. It just means your felt sense of time is a little wobblier. And wobblier clocks aren't broken clocks. They just need more practice and better tools. She touches her pendant. Time is a sense. It builds with practice.
Clock grew up in a clockmaker family. Her parents made and mended big wooden clocks, the kind that hang in town halls and church towers. She knew all about gears and springs and swinging weights, all the little parts that make time move. But by age 8, she'd noticed something the gears couldn't explain. She was helping her dad fix a tall grandfather clock. "Just 5 more minutes," he said. She looked at the face. The minute hand had barely twitched, but it felt like forever. Her legs ached, her stomach rumbled. 5 minutes felt like 50. The clock on the wall was right. Her body felt something different. Her grandma, a master clockmaker, understood. "The clock on the wall is always right," she told 9-year-old Clock. "But your felt sense clock can be wobbly. You train your felt sense clock to match the real one. That training is just practice. And some kids' felt sense clocks are wobblier, so they need more of it. They're not bad clocks, just wobblier ones." She'd hand Clock a job. "Clean these tiny gears. Guess how long it'll take. Then flip a little sand timer." Sometimes Clock finished in 5 minutes, sometimes 20. Grandma never got cross. She just smiled. "See? More information for your felt sense clock. It's learning."
Clock practiced for years, and by her teens, her felt sense matched the real clock so well it surprised people. She also learned patience for anyone whose felt sense clock was wobblier than hers. At 21, she walked to the Focus Forge Academy. Anchor, the AI mentor, asked her one question. "What is time awareness?" "It's the felt sense of time passing," Clock said. "Some people's sense matches the real clock. Some people's doesn't. Not matching isn't a weakness. It's just a different way to be with time. And you can learn to match it with practice and tools." Anchor said, "You are chosen."
In her classroom, Clock starts every first lesson the same way. She stands at the front, her small wooden clock hanging where everyone can see it, the hands drifting slowly. "I am Clock," she says. "My pendant shows the time. The hands move. Watch them. Notice how it feels. That is time awareness, a sense you can learn." A boy named Leo kept glancing at the pendant, confused. Clock crouched beside him. "See the little hand?" she whispered. "It moves so slowly, but it always moves." Leo nodded and kept watching. A girl named Maya tapped her foot, restless, her felt sense of time running fast, or maybe just eager to begin. Everyone was different, and that was fine. Then Clock shared her time awareness tools. A clock you can see. Glance at it often. Don't just trust your brain. Guess and check. Before you start, guess how long it'll take. When you finish, check the real time, and your guesses get better. Time chunks. Work in short, set stretches, like 15 or 25 minutes, because short chunks are easier to feel than endless time. Time cues. A soft sound every few minutes to help you feel it pass. And a check after flow. When you get deeply focused and lose track, one quick glance brings you back. She watched Chloe set a 15-minute timer and dug in. When it buzzed, Chloe blinked. "Already? Good, Clock said warmly. Your felt sense is getting new information. When Sam kept forgetting to glance at the clock, she reminded him gently. Just a quick look, Sam, like checking a map on a long journey. Not one tool judge them. If your felt sense of time is wobblier, that's okay, she said. That's just how your brain works. Wobblier clocks need more tools. Use them. You get better with practice.
Is time awareness hard to learn? A student asked her once. Clock gave her usual answer. It's not hard, she said. It's practice and tools. Watch a clock you can see. Guess, then check. Use time chunks. Your felt sense will line up with the real clock over time. She held her pendant up, and the little hands moved. The students went quiet and watched, and something in the room slowed and settled. No rush, no test of who they were, just a calm, steady feeling spreading through their chests as they began, gently and without any hurry, to actually feel the time passing and to trust that their own wobbly clocks were learning too.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to clock. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.